the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in this podcast, we've got a Facebook Live. So I did a Facebook Live in the last couple of days, and of course, not everybody can watch the Facebook Lives, but the information in those Facebook Live events are really important. So I wanted to share them, and I wanted to get them down as a podcast. And so here is that Facebook Live. Speak soon.
And good morning, everybody. It's Dan Latto speaking. Welcome. I hope you're well. So we're going to do this YouTube Live. We've just done a YouTube Live, and the thing didn't work, so we're having to do it twice. Just part of life. I think this morning we're having quite a lot of technical problems. We did Facebook Live and YouTube Live both at the same time. Facebook Live cancelled, like, just fell out after about 3 seconds, so that failed. So fine, we've got YouTube Live. So then YouTube Live, and then it only recorded a minute's worth out of the 10, 11 minutes that we went for. So then we thought, okay, let's just record the audio as well. So we're using Audacity, and then that didn't work off the Yeti microphone, which is this microphone here. So it's like, three major, like, things all didn't work all at the same time that normally works. Like, that's just a bit weird. But that's just how stuff happens. I read about a guy, and every time he would go somewhere, stuff would stop working, like electronic stuff. And he worked at a computer company, so obviously that's not very good. So what he did was, the computer company were testing something. So they said to the guy, you know, they've got this new computer system, a lot of money. So I said to the guy, look, take the day off, don't come in, because you're a jinx. So I went, okay, so he took the day off, went into town on a train. The train goes past the building. As he went past the building, the computer shut down. So I don't know what that's about. I'm not that guy, but this morning I seem to feel like that guy. But anyway, look, let's talk about social media and about how you're supposed to be driving traffic back to your website and whether that actually works or not. Now, let me just tell you straight off the cuff, it definitely works. And we've got some proof of that, and we're going to run some numbers through for you. So the idea around this is that you're on social media, and instead of looking at cats and getting into arguments with people about Brexit, what you should really be doing is using social media to send out all of your stuff to other people. That's what you should be doing. You should be posting images, you should be posting videos, you should be doing everything that you can to drive traffic, to get known, okay? Because nobody knows about you, they definitely don't know about you and your product, they can't buy from you, that's the whole point around it. So the key here is that you should be out on social media pushing stuff out, and you should all be driving traffic back to your website. And then when people are on your website, they stop, they'll take a look around, might have a pop-up box with an opt-in so that now you've got their email address. But at the very least, you can do a Facebook retargeting pixel and target them to run them an advert to later. Okay, so that's the idea around it. Now, the question is, does social media work in terms of driving traffic back? Well, undoubtedly it does. So we've got three examples we're going to run through. Two are clients, one is mine, and this is in the last 2 weeks. So it's the 21st of November 2018 today. This is going to be in the last 2 weeks, so from the 7th of November to the 21st of November. So we just started working with both of these clients between 4 and 6 weeks ago, okay? So it takes us a little bit of time to gather some momentum to create all the images and videos, and then to schedule them. It takes an awful lot of time to create all that stuff. So there's always a lag between actually getting started with a client and then starting to see those results. So let's talk about the results that people are getting. So on this particular website, and obviously I won't mention names, and I'm also not going to mention website numbers, how many people, because it's all subjective depending what website you've got. You know, if you're a very niche product, you might have 10 people a day hitting your website. But if you're a popular product, you might have 100 people a day. It's subjective to the person, the product, how long we've been in business. So we're not going to give numbers like that, but we're going to give you percentage increases. So visitors in the last 2 weeks on this particular website are up 16%. That's not bad. It's not bad at all. You know, if you've got 100 visitors hitting your website that week, you now got 116. So that's not bad. For page views, a page view is how many times someone hits your website on one page and then goes onto another page and then goes onto another page. Now that's up 56%. Okay, so if you've got someone who does 4 pages per website session on average, because it's all averaged out, then we've upped that from 4 to 6. And the reason we've upped it from 4 to 6 is we've produced more content. So they're clicking around the website, they're looking around. Now, the longer that somebody spends both on the website and clicking around different things, the greater trust you're building because you're keeping them. Because what happens with websites, 75% of people hit a website, 25% will never, ever come back, and like ever come back, right? And that is shown in some of these statistics, which I'll cover as well. But also, you've got less than 7 seconds, because I think it's like 93% of people click off within the first 7 seconds. So if you've not got them in 7 seconds, you've lost them, and you've lost them forever, because 75% will never come back, right? So if we can get them to click on 2 or 3 or 4 or 6 or 8 pages, then they like what they see, and they're looking for something, and actually we can help them. Okay, so that's really good. If we can increase on that, that's one of our targets. So that's really cool. Let's talk about new versus returning visitors. So this website here has got 77% new visitors and just 23% of those are returning visitors. So, for example, they might be clicking on a website, but they're never coming back, right? So we need to do something about that. And often that is a Facebook pixel. Or it could be they've opted into something. We can send them an email and then we can drive people back to a website. That's one of the things we want to do. And then when we look at the types of devices that people are using, 61% are using desktop, 22% are using a mobile, and 16% are using a tablet device. Now, that's important because on the next website, and I'm going to cover that statistic first on the next website. On the next website that we've got, 62% of people are hitting this website on a mobile device. 62% are hitting a website on a mobile device. And if your website isn't mobile optimized, all these are, and mine is as well, but if yours isn't and you're getting 62% of visitors, they're just looking at something that's not fitting on screen, it's not working well for them, right? So it's really, really important that your website's optimized for mobile. And if it's not, come speak to us because we can help. So the desktop on this one's 33%, and the tablet is 3%. So tablet's not here or there, really. Website visitors, this one is up in the last 14 days, 371%. That's pretty amazing. But again, we're putting out a ton of content on social media. It drives traffic back to a website. That's what it's supposed to do. Page views, that's up by 495%. The average time on site is up 32%. That's really cool. And the average pages per session is 13% increase. So they're spending a bit more time looking at various pages. Not a huge amount, but 13%. I'll take a 13% return on property any day. In fact, we do. So there you go. So new versus returning. Again, it's 75% and 25%. That's about right. Now, on my website, because it's quite interesting as well. So on my website, bear in mind, we already do a lot of social media content anyway. The number of visitors, well, that's up 16%. So that's really cool. Page views, that's up 16%. Time on site is up 0.48%. It's not here or there. Let's have a look. Visitors, devices, 65% are desktop. 30% are mobile. I mean, we're mobile optimized, so it's fine. And tablet, again, it's like 5%. It's not here or there. But also, new versus returning visitors is 73%. And returning is 26%. So we get a lot of new visitors coming, but sometimes that's down to Facebook ads going out for brand new people who've never hit the website and so on. But yeah, it's pretty interesting, isn't it? But even across the board on those three websites, new versus returning visitors is about the 75% mark. So 25% of people come back, 75% never, ever, 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 ever come back to your website. That's amazing to me, right? So that's why the Facebook pixel, when it's working, it will drive people back to your website. So that's fairly useful. So that's pretty much it. You know, do we know that putting stuff out on social media, do we know for a fact that that actually sends people back to your website? We absolutely know because we've got the numbers across three different websites that absolutely 100% confirm it does work. So if you're not doing that right now, excuse me, then you're missing a trick and you absolutely need to be doing it. And I think that will do us for today's podcast. We are heading our way to podcast 200. And we're trying to get there before Christmas Day or on Christmas Day when it's released. I certainly won't be recording them on Christmas Day. But if we can get podcast 200 lined up for Christmas Day to be released, that's a nice one. We can schedule that. It's a nice little target to hit. But I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you did, then please come and say hello and we'll speak to you on the next podcast. Now, I just need to work out how to finish my YouTube Live because we've been having problems with it. but I think we just hit the X up in the top right-hand corner. We're going to do that now. So I hope you guys have a great day, and we'll speak to you on the next podcast. My name's Dan Latter. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.